Windows 7 First Looks, Part 2, January 21st, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again to give you another look at Windows 7. Last time I showed you the desktop and the control panel. Today, we're going to look at changes in UAC. We're going to look at the Action Center. And we're going to look at a feature called Sticky Notes. Okay, first, excuse me, we're going to talk about user account control. There are a lot of complaints in Windows Vista about UAC and how a lot of people thought it was too intrusive. So what they've done on Windows 7 is they've given you a little more flexibility on how UAC works. You have different levels you can set UAC at. So let's go in and look at this.
Menu, search box, edit, search programs and files. To move through items, press up or down arrow. S. Sleep, S. Switch user, W. S. Read, docket, picture, music, games, computers, control panel, 7 of 10, enter.
Go ahead,
leaving
to control
menus,
panel.
All control panel items, CP category panel.
And we'll go to users.
New user accounts link.
We'll go in there.
Enter. Create a password for your account link.
All right, and then we're going to arrow down to user account control.
Change your pick, change your account name, change your account type link, manage another account link, change user account control settings link.
And we'll go in here.
Enter, tell me more about user account control settings link. Tab, up down slider, 66% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and here we have a slider that you can adjust. The default is at 66%. It's basically a four-position slider. What the various levels are for this is on 100%, UAC acts identically like it did in Vista. The screen will be dimmed. The UAC prompt will come up, and you can do nothing till you answer it. The default for Windows 7 is at, like I said, the 66% or one notch down. What happens now is the UAC dialog will still come up, but the screen is not dimmed. What this means is that other processes can still run in Windows, but the process that you've initiated or has tried to initiate that needs authorization won't continue till you answer the UAC prompt. Then the next step down, the 33%, is that UAC will only alert you when programs other than Windows programs need authorization to run. And what this means is that say you're changing some Windows settings or certain Windows programs are trying to run that would normally trigger UAC. They won't. Here, the only thing that will happen is programs other than things inside of Windows will trigger it. And this is considered a medium level for UAC. The default is, I guess, a medium high. And then, of course, there's the 100%, which would be high. Okay, and then after that, we have the zero. And I'll just slide this for you.
100%. 100%.
Oops.
66%.
Use your...
166, 33%.
Your up and down arrows.
0%. 33%. 0%.
And if we go to 0%, this simply means UAC is turned off.
33%, 66%.
I'm going to put mine back to where it was.
Tab, OK button to tab, cancel button tab, toolbar desktop tab, search box edit tab, tell me more about user account control settings link.
And if you want a little bit better explanation of this, you can click on this link. This is,
tell me more about user account control settings link.
And the Windows help will come up, and it will give you a more lengthy description of what I've just said. But this is nice. This gives everybody the ability to set UAC how they want it. You know, some people still don't want it at all. Others want it to be a little less intrusive, and you know, and some others may say, well, I still want it to be just like it was with Vista. So, you know, now we all have that choice to make with UAC, and I think that makes UAC in Windows 7 much better. All right. Let me close this out.
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, grid, 1 of 16, to move to items used.
Okay, what we're going to talk about next is the Action Center. And this is new in Windows 7. And I don't know a tremendous amount about it yet, but we'll go into it and I'll explain it.
Tab, start button to open tab, Internet Explorer button to add tab, system tray jaws for Windows button to move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
You can either get to it through the system tray, or you can go through control panel to get to it.
Avast, virus, Avast, on that safely remove hard action center button.
Yeah, we'll go here.
Enter, button one important message. Title is.
Okay.
Tab, notification button to activate, press space bar. Title is. Alt tab, sticky note, alt tab, desktop, alt tab, sticky notes, alt tab, desktop. Grid.
Okay. Well, let's try that through control panel. I'm not sure why it didn't come up right.
Menu, search box edit, S. Grid, dot pip, game, compute, control panel, 7 of 10,
so
C.
Just go through control panel.
Enter. Leaving menus, all control panel items, CP category panel. Tab, action center link. Space. Title is Action Center.
Okay. Now we appear to be in the Action Center.
Review recent messages and resolve problems.
And what I understand the Action Center to be in Windows 7 is it's just a general area that gives you access to all aspects of the system, including security, system settings, performance, things like that. And we'll just tab around here.
Review recent messages and resolve problems.
Here we can go into the problems analysis that Windows 7 does when programs crash and whatever messages have been sent back.
Tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, we got some kind of thing here for security group.
Tab. Tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate, press space bar.
And we have our maintenance. Things like defrag and disk cleanup.
Tab, view problem response button to activate, press space bar.
We can view our problem responses. Again, things that have crashed in Windows 7 that Windows 7 has found some kind of a fix for.
Tab, archive this message link. Tab, graphic link. Tab, troubleshooting link.
Troubleshooting.
Tab, graphic link. Tab, recovery link.
Oh boy, some of these are really interesting. Not sure what everything is here.
Tab, toolbar desktop split button to tab, search box edit, tab, control panel home link. Tab, change action center settings link.
And let's just, I don't know, let's just mess around here a little bit.
Space, how does action center check for problems link? Tab, Windows Update checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar. Tab, Spyware and Related Protection checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar. Tab, Internet Security Settings checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
These are things to do with security at the moment. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to read the dialogue.
Send feedback, graphic 73, graphic 73, graphic 798, graphic 389, graphic 820, graphic 533, action center change, action center settings, graphic 530, graphic 109, search control panel, graphic 909, turn messages on or off for each selected item. Windows will check for problems and send you a message if problems. are found. How does Action Center check for problems? Security messages, graphic 738, Windows update, graphic 738, spyware and related protection, graphic 738, internet security settings, graphic 738, user account control, graphic 738.
Yeah, that didn't do a whole lot for us.
Tab, user account control checkbox checked, a clear check mark, press space bar.
I think what is going on here, and again, I'm not 100% sure because I haven't seen a whole lot of information yet on the Action Center, but
shift tab, internet security settings checkbox checked, a clear check mark, press
I believe
bar.
These are just alert levels, messages. If anything changes on these, the Action Center will alert us.
Tab, user account control checkbox, tab, network firewall checkbox checked, a clear tab, virus protection checkbox checked, a clear check, tab, Windows backup checkbox checked, a clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, check for updates checkbox checked, a clear check mark, press space bar.
Okay, we're back around on this.
Alt left arrow. Review recent messages and resolve problems. Tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar. Space. Toggle security group button. Link, how do I know what security settings are right for my computer? Link. What is network access protection? Link.
Okay, and I believe we've went into another dialogue here.
Adjust to access settings, link. Adjust to access settings, link. What is network access protection? Link. Link, how do I know what security settings are right for my computer? Link. Tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, and when I, yeah, I see what this does. When I toggled that, those options came up under that button.
Link, how do I know what security settings, what is, adjust, shift tab, help graphic, tab, tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar.
And if I hit it again, it'll turn it off.
Space, tab. Toggle security group button, tab, toggle maintenance group, shift tab. View problem response button to act, recovery link. Tab, toolbar desktop to shift tab, recovery link.
I'm having a little bit of trouble navigating there.
Tab, toolbar to tab, search box at tab, control panel tab, change action center settings link. Tab, user account control settings link. Tab, view archive message tab, view performance information link. Tab, backup and restore link.
But here's some other things, you know, it allows you to get into the backup and restore.
Shift tab, view performance information link.
Performance information and how the system's working.
Shift tab, view archive messages link. Tab, 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 Windows update link. Tab, Windows program compatibility troubleshooter link.
Take us to Windows update.
Tab, help graphic. Tab. Tab, toggle security group button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, now we're back to that.
Tab. Toggle security group button, tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate, view problem response button, review recent messages and resolve problems.
Now when I up and down arrow, I tend to lose my focus here a bit.
Shift tab, toggle security group button to activate, tab, tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate, press.
So, you know, like I said, still a beta, JAWS 10 doesn't fully support it, and, you know, isn't expected to support it. So, you know, anybody looking at this, just be aware that, you know, I'm just giving you a review of some of the things that I'm seeing in the beta of Windows 7. You know, be aware, like I said in the first podcast, this is a beta. You know, it's not 100% stable, although it is very, very stable so far. Assistive technology is not designed for it yet, but in most cases, from what I understand, runs very good. JAWS runs very good. I've been told WindowEyes runs very good. System Access runs very good. There are a few little minor things, but there are a few little minor things on all of them. So just be aware of that, you know, while you're listening to this. And don't assume that by the time, you know, the assistive technology catches up with this, that it, you know, won't act better.
Toggle maintenance group button, space. View problem response button to activate, press. Review recent messages and review prop, view system history link. View problem response button to activate, press space bar. View system history link, recovery link.
Still trying to figure out what these toggles do.
Shift tab, graphic link. Tab, recovery link. Shift tab, troubleshooting link. Shift tab, graphic link. Shift tab, change troubleshooting settings link. Shift tab, help link. Set up backup link. Shift tab, view system history link.
But you kind of get the idea. This is just an overall center that basically has, you know, all the different aspects of things that are going on in the system. It, you know, security, performance, account control, you know, all that, backup and restore, problems and solutions to programs that have crashed or problems you're having on the system, and you know, just all combined in one area.
Tab, set up backup link. Tab, help link. Tab, change troubleshooting settings link. Tab, graphic link. Tab, troubleshooting link. Tab, graphic link. Tab, recovery link.
And some of these things are still saying graphics. I hope some of that gets better.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button to activate. Tab, search bar. Tab, control. Tab, change action center settings link. Tab, user account control setting. Tab, view archive mess. Tab, view performance information. Tab, backup and restore link. Tab, Windows update link. Tab, Windows program. Tab, help graphic. Tab, tab, toggle security group. Tab, tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay.
View problem response button to activate. Shift tab, toggle maintenance group button to activate. Press space bar. Tab, view problem response. Tab, archive this message link. Tab, check for solutions link.
Okay, but just basically wanted to give you a look at that, and hopefully at some point here later I'll get a little bit better information on it and a better understanding of it, because there is a lot of stuff there. All right, let's close this out.
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, brick, 1 of 16. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Next, we're going to talk about a little item I found under accessories on Windows 7 that's called sticky notes. What sticky notes is basically what it sounds like. Allows you to place a little sticky note, and visually on the desktop, it looks just like a sticky note. You know, the little post-it pads you can buy in the stores, they're generally yellow. They're a little square. The top of them has a little sticky on the back of it, and you know, you can stick it up on something, you know, and you can put a little note on it to remind yourself or others of something. And that's exactly what this looks like in Windows, and it's exactly what it does in Windows. So,
leaving menu, zoom,
0.0001. And I hit the wrong keyboard there, sorry.
Menu, search box edit, search probe, all programs, submenu A. Search box edit, search programs and default programs, 1A, accessories closed, level, calcul, command, connect to a network, gettings, notepad, paint, 2, remote, that run, 2, snipping tool, sound record, sticky notes, 2, 11 of 18, S. Enter, leaving menus, sticky note, note edit, type and text.
What it will do, and excuse me, I'm sorry, excuse me. What it will do is it will come up with the sticky note that you can type in, and I can just basically say
T-H-I-S-A-I-S-A-S-A-S-T-E-S-T-S-P-A-O-T-E, period, period, period. This is a test. Note dot 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 send out 16.
Okay, and it sees my other little sticky note there too still. Okay, that's kind of weird. I do have a sticky note here already. And to get back and forth between the sticky notes, you can just control tab.
GB flash drive note dot dot dot. Top of file. This is a test. Note dot 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 send out 16. GB flash drive 2.
And then I have a couple little notes here.
Eileen. Blank. Put in mailer 1/8. Mail on blank. Pay Humana.
Yeah, thanks. Just reminders to myself.
Thursday 1/22. Alt tab, sticky notes. Note edit, type and text. Blank, Thursday 1, pay Humana. Blank, pay Humana, blank. Top of file, this is a test.
And those are supposed to be individual notes. Let me see, I think I know what's going on there. It brought up my existing note and put the test into it. If you hit your Alt key while you're in sticky notes,
new note button to activate, press space bar.
You have an And this is weird. This goes left and right, not up and down.
This is a test. Note edit. Type in text.
And if you hit up and down, you go out of the Alt dialog.
New note button to activate. Press delete note button. New note button.
But if you go left and right,
delete note button.
You have a delete note, a new note.
New note button.
Let's go to the new note, and I'll hit space.
Space. Sticky note. Note edit. Type in text. Blank. Blank.
There, and that one's blank. So we'll type on this one.
T A I S space I S space A space E S S E S E space O T E period period period. This is a test note dot dot dot. This is a test note dot dot dot.
Now we'll control tab.
Sticky note. Note edit. Type in text. Top of file. This is a test. Note dot 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 GB flash drive 2.
Yeah, and I partially overwrote my other sticky note that was there.
Note dot 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 send out 16. This is a test.
So let me fix this.
This test selected. Note selected. Period. Dot 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 send out 16 G. Period. 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 S. Send out 16 GB flash.
And there's my other little sticky note I had.
Sticky note. Note edit. Type in text.
And if I control tab.
This is a test note dot dot dot. This is a test note dot dot dot.
And control tab again.
Sticky note. Note edit. Type. Send out 16 GB flash.
Okay.
Sticky note. Note edit. Type in text.
Now.
This is a test note dot dot dot.
If I want to get rid of this note.
New note button to activate. Press space bar. Delete note button.
Right arrow to delete. Hit the space bar.
Space. Sticky note. Note edit. Type in text.
And normally it will bring a prompt up asking you if you're sure, but you can tell it not to do that, and that's what I've done here.
Drive to Eileen. Send out 16.
And we're back to this sticky note.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, brick, 1 of 16.
And then we can go back to the desktop, and you can just simply Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab, sticky note, Alt-Tab, desktop, Alt-Tab, sticky notes, Alt-Tab, desktop, brick.
And even after you restart the system, the sticky notes are still there, and you can just Alt-Tab back to them. You know, they're remembered through reboots and everything, so it's kind of a cool feature that I found, and I think will be very interesting for everyone. I like it, and I've been using it here for general reminders for myself, and seems to work really good. All right, well, that wraps this up. Those are some of the things that I've noticed, differences in Windows 7 since the original podcast we did a week or two ago. And hopefully we'll have another part here pretty soon, and I can go over some other things that I found that are new in Windows 7. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.